Window Breaks by C.M. Ewan, read by Jot Davis with Joshua Akehurst.
Sparkles in the dark. They're the last thing Michael remembers. The glitter dazzle of tiny beads of windscreen glass flying towards him, stinging his face. And before that, a weightless sensation. Like he's an astronaut tumbling through space. Like he's somewhere, anywhere, other than this place. This reality. Then the jerk and bite of the seatbelt. The savage, wrenching pull. Michael can feel himself pivoting forwards into the airbag, the insides of him still accelerating as the belt strains to pull him back, impossibly against the forces of gravity. Back out of this moment. Back to the world Michael knows with absolute certainty he is leaving. Back to a place in which nobody goes this fast or stops this abruptly without everything stopping with them.
Chapter 1. Driving scares me. I get nervous, edgy, itchy with guilt. It didn't used to be this way. I can remember singing along carefree to classic rock tracks on the car stereo, holding Rachel's hand on romantic trips away, or my weekend dad taxi service, transporting the kids in happy chaos from soft plays to birthday parties, then later to the local cinema and teenage discos. But things change. And today, our family Volvo felt like a cage filled with my worst thoughts and fears. Thoughts about Michael. About Rachel and Holly. About what had happened to us in London and what lay ahead. The wipers beat side to side in the drizzle. Scotland was wild and blurred. The only noise was the whine of the engine and the hiss of tyres on wet asphalt. Silence crept out of the vents like a toxin. I squeezed the steering wheel in my hands and glanced again at Holly. That's my 13-year-old daughter in the rearview mirror. A scorching hot needle pierced my heart. 4 days since the attack, and Holly looked like a grenade had gone off in her face. Her nose was swollen and discoloured, the bridge badly bruised beneath the strips of white sticking plaster that crisscrossed it, her nostrils rimed with dried blood. The puffy skin beneath her eyes was a deep mulberry colour, fading to yellowish gooseberry at the sides. Holly locked onto my gaze and held it with eyes like shattered marbles, trying to reassure me, I guessed, and something inside me ripped and came loose. My daughter has gymnastics training twice a week. She plays hockey on Saturday mornings. To watch her sprint across a field of astroturf is to see a warrior princess intent on scalping a sworn enemy. I'd always thought of her as fearless. But here she was, staring back at me, trying to appear strong when she was so clearly hurt and upset. My throat burned. It stung me to see Holly like this, but it stung even more when she tried on a brave smile that didn't fit her quite right, then immediately winced with pain. I blinked, and my mind flashed on the alley. Hearing Holly's fractured scream, seeing the man in the hoodie lash out, watching Holly fall backwards, knowing I couldn't get to her in time. My lungs cramped, my eyes felt hot and scrubbed, my fingers knotted into fists on the wheel. In all the things I do know, not a lot, and don't know so much about fatherhood, one thing I can tell you is that seeing your child in danger is about as horrendous as it gets. I had no way of knowing if Holly would ever fully get over the trauma, but I already knew it was something I would never forget.